Okay, we have a couple more items remaining on the regular agenda. Appreciate council's endurance here, and then we'll break. I'll take the items that were taken off consent.
Item 275, authorize a contract with Black and Veatch Corporation for a water quality corrosion study in the amount of $240,000.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm David Schaff. I'm the director of the Water Bureau. With me are Dave Peters, principal engineer, and Michelle Cheek. Michelle is one of our water quality engineers. I'll try and be as short as possible. I know you've had a long morning. So we are proposing a water quality corrosion study to evaluate the impacts of water quality changes on lead corrosion in our system and to determine if operational changes or changes in the corrosion control program we currently have are needed in order to reduce lead levels and ensure continued compliance with the EPA's lead and copper rule. I have a long speech, and I can cut that off right now. I think basically, we have a proposal to do a corrosion control study so that as we're making operational and infrastructure changes over the next several years, we have a sense of what are the parameters that we're looking at, what causes or what affects our ability to control the things like the pH, the alkalinity, et cetera, in our systems so that we do not violate the lead and copper rule of the EPA. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. And if you have technical questions, that's why I have Dave and Michelle here.
I just have a basic question. We've been worried about lead in water for a long time. Why do we need to do another new study?
Well, we actually have operational changes that are going to be facing us over the next several years. We now have the Dam 2 towers in place, and we'll be able to modify the temperature of the water in our system. We have the open reservoirs, which we believe will change how the pH and the disinfection and byproducts and chlorine stay throughout our system. So we're trying to establish what is it that causes the lead and copper corrosion. This year, we actually exceeded the lead standards for the first time since 2006, and our intent is to try and study that so that we know what are the things that affect our water distribution system as it relates to lead and copper.
So why are we doing it now rather than waiting until we switch from using the open reservoirs?
Because we want to know what's going on right now so that if indeed when we do go to the move away from the open reservoirs and the EPA wants us to do additional corrosion control, we believe we're going to be able to demonstrate to them that, no, that's not necessary. We're still able to meet the current standards or the standards that are currently required under the EPA's rules. So we're working to establish a baseline that we'll be able to use to measure now and in the future.
But the conditions will be different in the future.
Yes, we absolutely they will be. That's why we're trying to establish the baseline so that we can track and say, okay, it was related to this, it was related to that, it was related to that.
So you're anticipating doing another $250,000 study after we do the changeover?
Not unless we have to.
Right.
Dave, go ahead.
I'm David Peters with the engineering department. And this study will create the baseline for the water quality that we have now, but it will also do some modeling that will help us look at what future conditions might be. So we'll look at alternatives, and anticipate what the water quality will look like once the towers are online, once the reservoirs are out of service, and we'll model that. So we'll have a good idea coming in as those reservoirs come out of service. We'll have a better idea of what we can expect for water quality and follow that along.
And our goal is our goal is to avoid having to add additional corrosion control treatment to our water system. Right now, we are limited with just the addition of the sodium hydroxide that we do. The EPA is pushing us to do additional corrosion, or what they refer to as optimization of corrosion. What we want to do is avoid that if at all possible, because it means adding more chemicals to the water. We'd like to avoid that.
But we had too much lead last year.
We had an exceedance, yes.
Right. We've got a system. We'll do this study, and it'll show either we have too much or we don't have too much. But then we're going to change the conditions.
No, it's not going to look at whether or not we have too much. That is a semi-annual test that we do every jurisdiction is required to do. What we're looking at is establishing what are the things that affect our water quality and in our region. We have issues of seasonal changes in our temperature. We have issues with seasonal changes in our pH and the alkalinity of our water. What we're trying to establish is what causes that, and what can we do to control it and mitigate that so that we don't have to do additional treatment in the future.
And we haven't done anything like this before?
Not that I'm aware of, Dave.
No, we haven't.
Thank you.
So we continue to do our own testing, right?
Oh, yes.
So
we have to do it every 2 years.
We know where most of the lead. We already know where most of the lead comes from, right? It comes from
household.
Listening to our own PR on NPR over the last couple of weeks, I've heard the PSA being repeated about the fact that it's mostly houses built during a certain era that use lead pipe. So
yes. That's 1970, 1985.
There you go. So we know that. So the question is the causality of freeing that lead from the solder and getting it into the water, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Making sense to me. Thank you, as a non-technical person.
What do you hope you'll find?
Well, as Dave said, and as I said, we're establishing a baseline. What we believe we're going to find is that our ability to control temperature, our ability to control better control the pH in our system, will enable us to reduce the parameters that cause that corrosion. We believe that we know that as water travels through the open reservoirs, for instance, some of the chlorine dissipates, pH changes, the temperature goes up. Those are three of the critical components of what causes lead to leach into the systems. Well, once we have that baseline, when we no longer have those pieces of infrastructure in our system, we think that's going to change. We think that will be a good thing so that we can avoid doing additional treatment in our water.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay. Anyone signed up to testify on this?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
And
all I can say is you waited this long to give us a solid, compelling reason why we should bury our reservoirs, that it will help decrease lead. Where were you 12 years ago? I guess you weren't there.
I wasn't here.
That's true. Okay.
I was elsewhere.
All right. So this passes to second reading. Thank you very much. Next item.